Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning comes from the second chapter of Luke. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. This is our text. Dear saints, even as the birth of God is proclaimed to us, it was first proclaimed by the angels to shepherds, keepers of sheep. Being a shepherd, of course, was a fairly common occupation in Israel in Jesus' day. But as it turns out, even before the visit of these angels, these are no ordinary shepherds, and their flocks are no ordinary sheep. You see, Jewish law and custom has very specific rules about how sheep and goats were to be kept, and most flocks were to be kept by shepherds in the wilderness areas, away from cities. In fact, there's evidence that generally sheep couldn't be kept near towns and villages. Shepherds would care for their own sheep, the family herd perhaps, or they could be hired to care for the flocks of others. Most flocks were a means of providing a living through wool or milk or the meat. But the sheep around Bethlehem were different. We need a little bit of background first. In the book of Genesis, we read that when Jacob's wife Rachel died, she was buried on the way to Bethlehem near a very specific tower called the Tower of Eder. And this tower is referenced several times in the Old Testament. It's called Migdal Eder, or translated, the Tower of the Flock. Most striking, perhaps, is the mention of this tower in the fourth chapter of the prophet Micah, where Micah prophesies, "And you, O Tower of the Flock, Hill of the Daughter of Zion, to you it shall come. The former dominion shall come, kingship for the daughter of Jerusalem." Now, the scholars of Jesus' day knew that the Savior was to be born in Bethlehem, the city of David, which is about 5 miles from Jerusalem. But Jesus' birth in this particular place is not just simply fulfilling a prophecy. There is deep symbolism that the Messiah would be born here near the Tower of the Flock. And so we find the shepherds tending their flocks by night. Perhaps some of the sheep were giving birth out in the field. Perhaps there was not enough room in the caves around Bethlehem for all of them to stay the night. But these sheep were carefully watched, because these sheep being tended here between Jerusalem and Bethlehem, these sheep were a certain distance from the Tower of the Flock as prescribed by Jewish law. These sheep were set apart for a particular purpose. There was but one use for these sheep. Not as a source of wool for sweaters, not for their milk, not for the meat of a feast. These were temple sheep. Their lambs had but one destination. They were to be sacrificed on the altar of the temple in Jerusalem, sacrificed for the sins of the people, many of them to be offered during Passover. These sheep were born to die because of humanity's sin. And so how fitting it is that Jesus would then be born in such a place as this. He, the good shepherd, his birth proclaimed to the shepherds, but also he, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Born in the midst of the sacrificial sheep, he, the final sacrifice. You see, Jesus was born in the middle of all of these sacrificial lambs because he would be the sacrificial lamb. God instituted the sacrifices of the Old Testament to atone for sin. The sin that Adam and Eve committed, the sin that you and I still commit. This sin demands blood. All sin is offensive to God. It alienates us from him. It must be atoned for. It must be paid for. It must be paid for in blood, but not your blood, not mine. And what about those sheep and goats and the cattle and the doves offered for sacrifice for centuries? Well, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to atone for the sin of the whole world. As the writer to the Hebrews says, these sacrifices that are continually offered every year can never make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered? For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Just as the Bethlehem lambs were born to die in Jerusalem, so also was the Son of God born in their midst, born to die on a cross in Jerusalem. Only the best of the flock, lambs without blemish or spot, could be used for sacrifice, and only the perfect, spotless Lamb of God could atone for the sin of the whole world. While those sacrificial lambs were no doubt treated with a fair degree of respect as they were led to the slaughter in the temple, according to specific Jewish law, following specific procedures, not so the Lamb of God. His trial would be a mockery of justice. He would be beaten and tortured, spit upon and mocked, and executed like a common criminal, hung on a cross outside the city. He would be smitten by God, stricken by him and afflicted, pierced for our transgressions, and bruised for our iniquities. All of this for us, in order that we who are really like sheep, like wandering sheep, might be brought back to God. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. God became man this night. God took on our flesh so that he could die for us. The author of Hebrews goes on, consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Behold, I have come to do your will, O God. All those countless sacrifices given in the temple, all of those lambs, could not ultimately take away your sin or mine. There's just too much of it. They were a foreshadowing of the sacrifice of Christ. And so in the birth of Jesus that we recount this night, God brings to fruition his plan for our salvation. The sheep around Bethlehem were different. They were special. They were set apart for a holy purpose. And this infant Jesus born to Mary and Joseph was different. Special, set apart for a holy purpose. And we who have been united with him in baptism are different, special, and set apart for a holy purpose. To be his people, to proclaim his glory, to declare the excellencies of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Rejoice this night in the Lamb of God, who has come into the world to save us, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.